Strength Matters Media, video, print, podcasts.
Today's topic is a case study, how to run an awareness marketing campaign. James has recently been to the Over 40s Cricket World Cup in South Africa, and he's done lots of vlogging. But before we do that, James, you wanted to shoehorn in a random Star Wars reference, didn't you?
Well, I was going to bring it in at some point. Yeah, exactly. I didn't know where I was going to bring it in, but I wanted to absolutely bring it in. So, as of this morning, which is posted... Actually, no, let's have a look on my yeah, no, 10 hours ago, actually. It was just posted this morning. There's a trailer for The Acolyte, a brand new Star Wars series that's coming out this summer. So, as the words in their post is, the Force is strong with The Acolyte, as their trailer breaks Lucasfilm records with 51.3 million views in 24 hours. Talk about an awareness campaign. Do you think they've achieved an awareness objective right there to tell people about their new TV series, The Acolyte?
Quite possibly, yeah.
That is Awareness Campaign 101. So what they've done is they've created a trailer based on the new upcoming TV series. Obviously, Star Wars is super popular. We all love it here at Strength Matters too, just if you aren't aware of that already. But the point is, it is... They wanted to get eyeballs on this because they know they're going to make money from the Disney subscriptions. They're going to make money from all the things to sell with, you know, Star Wars merchandise down the line, all that sort of stuff, right? The potential books, the spin-off films, all these things. So they've got this new TV show, which is all going to be all about the dark side, the start of the dark side by the sound of things.
Think something dark side.
Exactly that thing, right? So they've created this trailer. They've probably spent a lot of money in making the film, but they spent a lot of time getting the trailer right because they wanted to tease excitement and awareness. So they've done it. If Star Wars are doing it and Disney are doing it, why are you not creating awareness around your products and services? So what we're going to do is now is a little mini case study, because as I always keep promising you guys, we're going to tell you what we're doing behind the scenes to grow Cricket Matters, because we've split the company up in two, if you're not aware of it. Strength Matters is all about health and fitness digital marketing for you guys to help you grow your fitness businesses. And Cricket Matters is our fitness business. So we are still a fitness company. We're just focusing on cricket players. But we're going to tell you how we're growing this business through Strength Matters. Okay. So I went to the Over 40s World Cup, and it's all about, you know, creating authority, expertise, and credibility. So the fact that I'm a player still, as a coach, because that you don't get off very often, and I'm over 40, right? I wanted to create this credibility of me being a player and one of them too, as well as a coach.
You've got the three-pronged attack there, James. Player, coach, and...
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to go with, is that three-pronged attack, you know, to create this... like authority, expertise, and everything else about it here now, so they can trust what I'm saying. So what did I do? So I went to the Over 40s World Cup. I've created an awareness campaign. People may not know it's an awareness campaign, but it really is. I have vlogged throughout there behind the scenes. Why? Because it was a hell of an experience. A lot of the players who went there want the memories from that experience. And it's also me networking with all the other players in all the other teams. Now, think of it like this. Each of these players who play in the World Cup are respected members of their clubs. Okay, their clubs are the feeder to the national side. At each of these clubs, they have approximately 500 members. There was 12 teams at the World Cup, right? I was vlogging amongst all these other players and members. I'm now tagging these members, and I've created these vlogs sharing the experience of the World Cup through my eyes. It is going viral on Facebook, right? Which I'm using.
We're not getting 51 million views or anything, but in terms of numbers, how's it going?
Over 100,000 views. Over 100,000 views on Facebook alone for all three videos. And it's been shared over 200, 300 times. I've lost count. I haven't even checked today, to be honest. Last time I checked was a couple of days ago when I was in Bulgaria. But the point was, it has been shared. Now, am I capturing email addresses? No, not really. But inadvertently, it's driving traffic to cricketmatters.com. So you've seen a massive surge and spike in searches for Cricket Matters, right? And they're downloading our free ebook, our lead magnet, just like Arnie does, right? Just if you haven't listened to that episode, check out the episode about Arnie, the one before. So that's what we're doing. It's an awareness campaign. Now, what are we doing with Cricket Matters long term? Well, we're going to do a whole redesign of the website, create better lead magnets and go after specific keywords. But at the moment, I'm creating awareness around me. They're following me on social media. They're following me on Facebook now. They're befriending me on Facebook. I've had loads of friend requests, which I'm accepting, by the way, because I only accept friend requests on Facebook if I've met people in person these days. That's how it works. But that's what I'm trying to do, is create this awareness campaign so I can then start creating other content, right? So it's the awareness into the content decision-making stage of things we want to get to. So yeah, that's our strategy at the moment.
Exactly. So we're driving people to the website, and then we're going to be obviously creating more content on the website, like lead magnets, as you say, free workouts and stuff for cricketers.
Exactly. So we are really going after it. So lead magnets for cricketers, blog posts for cricketers, useful tool videos like we're doing on strengthmatters.com, these short videos. We're going to do short-term videos for cricket players too. It's all these things. We're starting to build this picture and create awareness, where the whole point is we can try and sell strength and conditioning services for cricket players. And that's our niche, what we're going for. But it started with a vlog series. Now, should you be doing vlogs? Maybe, maybe not. But you can create at least some content for a network you're part of to help you get into that network, or at least embed yourself even more in that network so you see you're seen as a trusted expert and authority in that network.
Absolutely. Who's excited about the new Star Wars series, by the way? I haven't even caught up with The Mandalorian completely, or Ahsoka. So I've got to get on that first.
Yeah, a little bit behind the eight ball myself, but yeah, it's going to be as good. It's going to be as good as everything else, isn't it? If not better.
Well, I was doing all the research, actually. So here you go. So this is what I've done, right? So I've literally watched the trailer yesterday, got really excited about it, went onto Google, started searching for like what the plot's about, what things about, who are some of the characters. It's got Carrie Ann Moss as well from The Matrix as one of the Jedi Masters. And yeah. So it's got a lot of things in there. But anyway, but it's all about the dark side.
So when's it? I know this is totally off topic on the podcast of awareness campaigns, but we'll just wrap up. When's it set, James? I want to know.
June. Oh, it's like 100, I think over 100 years before the Phantom Menace. So it's well before that time. It could, they're hypothesizing it's how Emperor Palpatine came into power. And it's like his backstory.
Nice. I like it.
So
I like
quite it. Cool. For those who don't know Star Wars, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've gone off of random tangents.
But look at this. But this is the awareness. This is the awareness campaign we're talking about. We've created even more awareness around it. So what the guys on that cricket videos have been doing is they've been sharing these videos with their friends, their family, their club members, and they're all coming back to me. And already I've had members of a committee approach me wanting to start creating videos for them to share the story. So it's actually become a business tool. And I'm only doing is creating awareness so far. And we've got another four or five videos to go out to. So three down. And we've actually published one on Strength Matters. Actually, got a Strength Matters YouTube channel @_StrengthMatters, because we're trying to get the @StrengthMatters one, but somebody who's not using it anymore has got it. So very annoying. So we are trying our best to, you know, so we have uploaded the videos there so you can see what we've done, so you can potentially copy the ideas and do it with your network. But what network are you a part of? What can you embed yourself into? And what expertise and authority and relevance and also what of use can you be to your network? So my purpose is to create memories for these guys, to share the memories. That's what I try to do. So there you go. That's our little awareness campaign behind the scenes of Cricket Matters.
Yeah, it's all about awareness. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. And if you want help getting more clients or patients or creating an awareness campaign, then book in for your free 15-minute strategy call with us by going to strengthmatters.com/strategy.